Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And Kevin is driving a Kia Sorento this week.
That's right, the 2015 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento, available in a 4 and also a 6, gets up to 27 miles to the gallon highway. And, you know, I talked yesterday, it has the two accessory ports in the front, one in the rear seating section. It also has another one in the back. So you can charge a phone, have your tablet running, a DVD player, and still have an extra accessory port to plug in for somebody else. And if you get the extended version with the 7-passenger seating, you're probably going to need all those accessory ports. And I tell you one thing, the heat works well. I tried that this morning, Steve. Had to have the heat on almost full blast this morning to get nice and warm. I am hoping, though, that I do not have to test out the all-wheel drive on the way home today. But if you want to test out the all-wheel drive this winter when the snow finally does get here, you can get it for not 72 months, but 75 months at 0% APR with Kia Motor Finance. That's free money for 75 months for the 2015 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento.
All right. That is Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Tomorrow, the difficult day for Kevin, where he has to actually turn the car in.
Yes, it's hand the keys over day. But yes. The good news is you'll be able to test drive it then all weekend, so you can find out why I liked it so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to test drive what Kevin Hurd drove. Okay. What's the deal with the Cheese Whiz? What's that all over the seat? It is the car that Kevin Hurd drove.
It is absolutely clean. Not a leaf in the vehicle.
Yes, because they do a great job of cleaning up after you.
Oh, now that's not nice. But they do.
Jim sent me an email, Steve Jones Show, about Jameis Winston. Core issue is not discipline in Florida. They moved the hearing back to December 1st. Now, discipline in Florida State. The accuser's attorney wants the hearing to see if he says something that they can use in a civil trial. Well, first of all, they have to have the hearing. Okay, there's no choice. Jameis Winston. Always remember this. The countdown is on. Florida State can't do a thing to him. Civil suit, maybe they can. You know, the accused, if she can do that. Civil suits are completely different, obviously, than trials. But in 60 days, he's gone. What are you going to do, suspend him for the spring semester? As he's going, we're at the combine in Indianapolis? I mean, seriously. And I understand Jim's point of view that, you know, the accuser wants to see, but, okay, and that part I understand. But Florida State is actually mandatory that they have this hearing. This is, you know, this is something they should have done a year ago. For him? Yeah. She may be able to use something, which, of course, down the road can damage him. But at the same time, Florida State? What? What do you do, withhold his degree? Oh, that's right. There isn't one of those.
There isn't a degree?
He's only in his third year.
Withhold the degree that you might be getting. How's that?
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean,
that's a good point.
What can they do to him? Suspend him? Well, you can't fine him.
Well, you know they're not going to suspend him. Why would they start that now?
Okay. Tomorrow they'll be down to 59 days. Now, again, her attorney might be able to use something in all of this. Now, I understand that part of it. You know, and civil suits are completely different. You know, a civil suit as opposed to a criminal trial, totally different ball games. Now, it's a completely different case, but let's use the single most famous murder case in this country. O.J. Simpson was found not guilty at trial, but was found guilty in the civil suit when the Goldman sued him. Remember?
Right, because there's a lot less evidence that needs to be done in a civil suit.
It's a civil suit, and not only that, it's, you know, it's a completely different ballgame. You don't need as much. So, if she wants to go that route, he may say something in there. But Florida State is actually obligated to do this. They are actually obligated to. Oh, we got to do this? Okay. Is there a bye week?
Is there a bye week?
All right. It's an interesting group that Jimbo gets mad about this, and he gets mad about that. He feels like the world is, you know. When they fell from second to third, I mean, he, you know, he was upset.
I still don't get that.
I don't, you know, it's like wearing the white jersey is a big problem with that I don't know about. Interesting. Hey, basketball gets rolling tomorrow night. And, of course, we had Doug Birdsong on and talked a little bit to him. And what, 2 weeks from tomorrow, I'll be at Bucknell, my man.
Now, you're on tomorrow night. That's, what, 6:30 is the airtime on the here on WKOK?
Yes.
Do you ever have a problem saying field instead of court?
No.
I didn't think so.
I've done two sports in one day. Actually, several times. I've done football, basketball, in the same day, probably. And these will not be same days, obviously. I've done football, basketball, same day, I think 5 or 6 times. I've done football, volleyball the same day, I think 2 times. And I've done football, baseball the same day, I think 3 or 4 times. You just automatically kick into what is in front of you. So, no, I have not done field, court, whatever. Echoes Hackenberg, there's a drive. No.
I've once or twice called it a field instead of a court.
Again, it goes back to what I said earlier about having to work 3 straight weeks. You get a little loopy.
No, I don't need to work a lot of weeks for that. I'm that way in a day.
I mean, if you thought about, we're bringing back the rant of the day through pop. I mean, the number of emails we have about bringing it back, the rant of the day, very long. If you thought about what today's is.
No, not yet.
I mean.
But I'm sure something will spark me.
Well, no, but we dropped it. The reason we dropped it, your therapist said something about anger management, and I said, we didn't think it was working.
Nice.
What?
I'll tell you what. I know you're probably going to talk about this tomorrow, but I know you look forward to basketball season. I know you're a big basketball fan. Mm-hmm. What does this year look like? Now, I'm not asking you for records, all right? I'm not going to say that. But what does this year look like for Penn State as far as the basketball program?
They're a good team, not a great team, but they're good. I mean, I could see them winning 10 non-conference games. I could see them winning 8 conference games, as an example, to give you a range. DJ Newbill will be one of the better players in the conference. And part of it is DJ still is that power guard type. He's improved his outside shot. I mean, he's not going to be the, you know, he's not going to be the Blake Hoffarber. He's not going to hit 48% of his threes, but he'll be a good three-point shooter. And, of course, he'll be able to take the ball to the bucket. Where Geno Thorpe really helps is Geno Thorpe's a really good defender. You know, I'm at practice yesterday morning. They were out there for a 6:30 a.m. practice yesterday. And I'm watching. Geno made four plays defensively yesterday in practice where it just set the whole tone for everything that was going on. And having him out there for extended minutes, that's what he'll bring to the table. They'll be able to bring Shep Garner off the bench to play point, which will then take DJ and move him to the off guard. And Garner is not a bad shooter, and to his credit, has a feel for playing point, which will benefit DJ. Brandon Taylor is going to be a very good three-point shooter from the wing, especially from the wing. Ross Travis has had a really good preseason. He'll be one of the better rebounders in the Big Ten. His game, to me, is still 15 feet and in, although he will take a three-point shot every once in a while where you will sit there and go, no, go, okay, there we go. And then Donovan Jack inside. You know, Donovan's big problem last year is he got sick. And when he did, then he lost weight, and he never really could regain his touch. He's a good inside-out basketball player. Dickerson can give them more minutes this year than he did last year. He's stronger and healthier, which is a plus. John Johnson, you want him to come in. He's worked a little bit at point during the course of the preseason as well, because there may be a point that he has to run it during a game if there's foul trouble or whatever. But he can give them that outside shot, especially from the corner and the top of the key. Those appear to me to be the two spots. Julian Moore can run the floor. He's not a bad shooter. You know, he can get to the foul line, and he can shoot from that foul line area, maybe about, you know, a nice 10 to 15-foot range. But he can run the floor, and he can rebound and help out there. Peyton Banks is a good three-point shooter. I'm not going to characterize him as a great three-point shooter. I think Peyton Banks has had an okay preseason. I don't think he's had an awesome preseason. I don't think he's had a bad preseason. I think his preseason's been okay. There are stretches of time when I've watched him out there where there he is. Well, he hasn't dominated anything, but at the same time, he hasn't hurt them either. I think he's a guy that can give them some points off the bench when he plays. Devin Foster, point guard. He's a junior. He has a Big Ten body already. I mean, the weight room is not really needed for Devin Foster. He's a physically strong guy to begin with. He's left-handed, which I like. That little extra look as to how you defend a left-handed player as opposed to a right-handed player, because you're so used to defending a right-handed player. I like that. He distributes the ball, and he's got some fire, and he hustles and plays hard. Isaiah Washington's going to need the weight room. I like the way he shoots the ball. I like the way he hustles. But I also know the weight room is going to benefit him as time goes. And I'm trying to think if I left out anybody.
Did you mention, I think you did and I missed it and I apologize, Jordan Dickerson?
Yeah, I did. I thought Jordan Dickerson's going to be able to play more minutes for them this year. He's healthier, stronger than he was last year. He can play, obviously, with his back to the basket. He'll block shots. His greatest presence will still be on the defensive end. His greatest presence will still be on the defensive end as opposed to the offensive end. But I'll say this, if you do foul him on the offensive end, this is not one of those 7-foot guys that line drives the free throw. He has actually some arc and tries to put some touch on him when he shoots free throws. So if you foul him, you're going to get some points out of him. And, of course, Alan Wisniewski and Kevin Montminy round out the roster, and both are the kind of guys that any program would love to have. Now, their recruiting class was rated 28th in the country.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday. That's impressive.
Yeah. Josh Reeves out of Fairfax, a 6'4 guard, finisher. This guy runs the floor, and he wants to take it to the rim. Not a bad shooter. Zymgulis from Lithuania, 6'6 wing. He'll shoot it. Smart, high basketball IQ. And then there's Mike Watkins, 6'8, runs the floor, big-time finisher, excellent rebounder, and another kid out of the Philly area. So they get 2 4-star kids out of it in Mike and Josh, and then they get, obviously, Davis Zemgulis from Lithuania, who can give them that wing player that everybody needs. I mean, 28th. I mean, Josh Reeves and Mike Watkins are both four-star guys.
Looking at what will be on the floor and on the bench tomorrow night, is this one of the deepest teams that Chambers has had?
Oh, yeah. This is the deepest team he's had, no question. One thing that he's got that's going to really help him, has really helped him, I think, in the preseason, is, you know, they go on, they practice, and they actually have legitimate competition at every spot.
Yeah, that's big when you have something to practice against, too.
Man, I've told this story over and over about it was Thon a couple of years ago. And so Pat took the team over to Rec Hall to practice before a trip to Ann Arbor. And he decided, hey, let's have some fun. Let's open the practice to the fans. And so, you know, I'm just going to just kind of hang, and they're just watching, and I'm listening to some people making comments of, oh, this looks great. That looks good. Oh, that looks great. They're running Penn State's base against Michigan's defense. And I said, they said, oh, man. I looked over, and I said, everybody, just slow down a second. They said, well, what do you mean? I said, on the scout team, which guy is Burke and which guy is Hardaway? We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Never before in the annals of Kia history have we been able to offer you 0%
APR for up to 75 months, that is. Yes, 0% APR financing is available for the month of November on all 2014, 2015 Optima and Optima hybrids. And they start at $21,550 with payments of $288 per month.
But we're just getting started.
We also have 0% APR for up to 75 months on the 2015 Sereno, starting at $24,163 with payments of $322 per month. And there's more, like 0% APR for up to 60 months on 2014 Forte Coupes. And all new Kias are marked down to sell and all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. So hurry in to Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip at Hummel's Wharf
or at sunburymotors.com
and see how much vehicle 0% buys you.
Tax and tax extra. Special financing from Kia Motor Finance to up all my buyers. See dealer for details.
Minutes and 17 seconds away from the Kevin Herr rant of the day. Our number, 800-795-9565.
You're putting way too much pressure on me right now. You know, I don't know. What if I don't have one?
Oh, for goodness sakes. I'm dealing with somebody who's consumed with hate and needs therapy.
I mean if you would have told me about this a little earlier, I could have planned. This
is like Jack Nicholson in anger management. It takes nothing to get you going.
You know I don't work well on the spur of the moment.
Oh, but when it comes to the subject of dislike, you're good at it. You know, we'll come back for that one, do you?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to get myself squared away.
Squared away? Squared away, are you? Oh, Harry Donahue tomorrow, the play-by-play voice of Temple football. Dave Refs and BTN tomorrow. If we can sneak in Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, we'll have that as well, plus the Kevin Herr rant of the weekend.
You know, that would be, the acronym for that would be the ROW.
Yeah, sure. And then 2 weeks from tomorrow, at Bucknell, and Buhner and I are going to have dinner someplace, and Kevin's invited and has decided that we're not worthy. You're sitting there right now, and you're trying to figure out a way to get out of it.
I'm focused on the rant.
You're focused on the rant? Really? Yeah, you go for it on your rant.
It's a lot of pressure. You build it up so high.
Oh, no. Believe me. The audience has no expectations for you. You're good.
Oh, well, in that case.
Come on, after 21 years.
Man, this is the off season for me right now. I'm supposed to be relaxing. Now you're making me work.
This is a guy whose favorite month is August when nothing's going on. A statement unto itself.
I mean, I know basketball season for you gets underway tomorrow night, but I've got a little gap here before we start hitting the hardwood.
You can rant about your fantasy team.
No, I've given up on that.
So, yeah, there's the start of a rant right there.
My fantasy team's success is a fantasy.
Your life is. 800-795-9565.
It's cold. It's cold.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, welcome back. Well, that rightly and on the mark sounds exciting as opposed to the Kevin Hurt rant of the day, which sounds tame next to that.
I can't top that.
Who would want to?
I don't know.
Not exactly one of my goals. You seem depressed.
Now, I think I'm going to start taking the Jay Cutler view on things. I'm going to be unfazed.
Impossible. That's not you.
That's what Jay Cutler says, acted like when they were talking about fans burning his jersey. He goes, it's not the first time. Really?
There you go.
I mean, you're not bothered by that somebody spent $70, $80 of their hard-earned money and think that you're playing so poorly that they want to burn it? I think that would kind of bother me a little bit. I really would.
Yeah. Somebody wants to spend $80 and burn a jersey that happened to be my... If you want to be an idiot and do that, that's your business.
Yeah, I think I would at least have a comment about it. It's not the first time.
A comment? Why? Is he supposed to care?
I think that's Jay Cutler's big problem, don't you?
No, his big problem is he throws it to the wrong spots.
And sometimes the wrong team.
The public's being advised, by the way, that there are 115 tickets for Saturday's Penn State-Temple game.
Uh-oh.
That were stolen from Temple's allotment that were being returned to Penn State. The seat locations for the tickets will not be valid, and anyone who attempts to use them will be denied entry to Beaver Stadium. The stolen tickets are located in section NKU, rows 63 to 71, and seats 1 to 23, and also in row 72, seats 1 to 9. Other than that, they don't have a handle on who you are. So obviously, they have the exact seats. And obviously, at the gate, they'll be looking for that.
So they know the seats that were stolen. So those seats should be empty come Saturday.
Yeah, but there are people that may have purchased a ticket in the above locations.
Right.
So if they did, they're asked to call 1-800-NITTANY.
Oh, okay.
That way,
I got you.
They resolve the situation. So if you purchase tickets, and it turns out they're in section NKU, rows 63 to 71, seats 1 to 23, and those are odd-numbered seats, by the way. Row 72, seats 1 to 9, also odd-numbered seats. Right, and you say, well, look, I legitimately bought my tickets there. Call 1-800-NITTANY, and they will resolve the situation with you. Okay?
Do they think they were sold on eBay or something? Or don't they know?
I don't know.
I just wondered if there was any discussion about it.
No, I don't know. I'm just telling you that that's how you solve it. That's how you solve it. Tonight, James Franklin, 6:05 to 7.
That's right. It is all Steve Jones Thursday, isn't it?
Yes.
This is an all Steve Jones weekend. You know, twice today, twice tomorrow. Football game on Saturday, basketball on Sunday.
And it's now 4:40 and time for the Kevin Herr rant of the day.
I don't have a rant. I do have something, though, that's positive. Can we do that? Can we do a positive?
Sure, of course you can.
I thought good news came out of San Francisco. The MRI on the surgically repaired left knee of Navarro Bowman looks good, according to Comcast Sportsman Bay Area. No timetable for his return, but the latest the 49ers could declare him available to practice and still have him to play this season is, I think, next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. So right now he's on the physically unable to perform list, trying to get back for this season. So that would be really good if they were able to get him back. That's he says he occasionally still has some knee pain, but the knee checked out fine.
And part of that's comfort level, too. I mean, and the player has to have a level of comfort and also has to have a level of confidence when they go out there. It's important. Miles Diefenbach's a perfect example. Miles has been cleared to play for a couple, 3 weeks now. But his comfort level about whether or not to play has not matched the fact that his surgically repaired knee is clear.
You know, I've heard that before, but I never really, you know, had a personal comment, you know, heard it on a personal level. And one player a couple of years ago, had a knee injury and came back about a year later. It took about 3 weeks of game action, not just practice in the month of August, but 3 weeks of game action before he said he felt really comfortable doing it. And I'll say, and I can say his name is Garrett Kemmerly, because Garrett and I discussed it quite a bit on the in a couple in interviews and so forth. And I asked him as well, what about basketball? Because it was a football injury, but I said, what about basketball? Because it looked like you were trying to get your feet for basketball season. He said, you know, he said, it's a different type of impact and everything. So it took me some time to get comfortable in basketball, too, knowing that I could do all the things that I could do before without pain. So even from one sport to the next, he had issues.
Sure. And for Miles, the injury happened in April. We're in November right now. We're talking 6.5 months. That's not easy to overcome in 6.5 months. And so the mental side of it, as much as he has willed himself back, and he played against Indiana, and he'll play again this week. In fact, imagine this. I mean, do you realize that Donovan Smith and Miles Diefenbach have not played it down together in the same game all season? They haven't even played it down in the same game all season. These are the two guys that when everything started back in March were going to be the two cornerstones of your offensive line. And they haven't played a down in the same game together all season. Diefenbach finally plays and Smith's not on the trip. I mean, that is, I think that tells you a lot. So, you know, it's ESPN2 tonight, for those who may be interested. It has an Outside the Lines this evening. And it deals with the NCAA and Penn State. That's 5:30 this evening. And for Kevin, that'll be 4:30 in Danville.
Because I'm still on Eastern Daylight Time.
Yes.
This isn't the one they ran a couple of years ago. Is this a new one?
No, this is brand new. Okay. What is Joe... The subject on Outside the Lines is, what is Joe Paterno's legacy?
Ah.
That's the subject tonight. On ESPN 2.
We talked about this earlier in the first hour and had Senator Cormann's comments from On the Mark this morning, which, by the way, you can hear Steve Jones Show, hour number one. You'll hear those comments right at the beginning there in the podcast if you click on podcast. But it still amazes me that the NCAA had communication with the people involved in the report when the NCAA had no part in the report at all. I just find that unusual. And listen, first off, I want to say I understand Steve holding back comment, and I'm not baiting you into a comment. These are my personal feelings. It just amazes me that actually went on, and it'll amaze me even more if everybody isn't outraged by it.
Well, I'm going to let it play out. I've said the same thing since day one, and I'll maintain the same posture from day one. People want two things. I don't care what it is. I mean, I don't care if it's something with the government. I care if it's something at home or if it's something dealing with the situation we've watched play out here. People want two things. They want the truth, and they want fairness. If the truth is awful, let the fairness be awful. If the truth is benign, then let the fairness be benign. So let's watch how all of this plays out and see how much of the truth that we get to in all of this. Simple as that.
Well, the truth that's there right now makes me question things.
Well, I'm just saying, let's see how it plays out.
I learned that lesson. You're absolutely right. And I think we've all learned that lesson. And it's funny because Senator Cormann said basically the same thing this morning. You know, the people want the truth and want something done about it.
I mean, simple as that. I don't want guessing. I don't want speculation. I just want to hear what's the truth. And then I'm smart enough at that point to then make up my mind as to what the fairness is. And again, if the truth is awful, let the fairness be awful. If the truth is benign, let the fairness be benign. It's a pretty simple formula that unfortunately is all too difficult to get to. And I don't mean just in this, in anything. In anything. So I'll just let it play out, and I will announce football and basketball games.
From an NCAA side of things, though, after what's happened recently with the NCAA and some of the decisions they've made and things they've levied in the way of punishment, investigation issues, and losing lawsuits. I mean, the O'Bannon lawsuit's going to be extremely costly. It's just, it seems like one negative mark after another on that organization. And you just wonder, and I think Senator Cormann kind of said this too, in a way, you just wonder how long it'll be before something's done. If everything comes out as negatively as it appears to right now.
Well, O'Bannon, for one thing, they're going to appeal. So that case is far from over. Even though O'Bannon side won, they'll appeal it and see if they can come up with a different strategy, a different way of doing things. As for this, we'll watch how it plays out. It could play out the way people think it is right now. There could be another twist someplace else. There could be a settlement. There's just a wide variety of outcomes here, because there's a wide variety of outcomes. You have to be smart enough to, in life, to know what is your pay grade and what is above your pay grade.
Okay. It's an interesting way to put it. So,
and I can tell you right now, I think I'm smart enough to tell you that there, that I understand at this particular moment, it's above my pay grade. So, not the answer some people want to hear from me, but it's the answer I know that's the right answer for me at the moment. We will come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Never before in the annals of Kia history have we been able to offer you 0%
APR for up to 75 months, that is. Yes, 0% APR financing is available for the month of November on all 2014, 2015 Optima and Optima hybrids. And they start at $21,550 with payments of $288 per month.
But we're just getting started.
We also have 0% APR for up to 75 months on the 2015 Serrano, starting at $24,163 with payments of $322 per month. And there's more, like 0% APR for up to 60 months on 2014 Forte Coupes. And all new Kias are marked down to sell and all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. So hurry in to Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip at Hummel's Wharf
or at sunburymotors.com
and see how much vehicle 0% buys you.
Tax and tax extra. Special financing through Kia Motor Finance to up all my buyers. See dealer for details.
All right, down the stretch we come. Great to have you with us. Number 800-795-9565. I want to jump in with a last-second question. Harry Donahue, play-by-play voice of Temple football, with us tomorrow. We'll have him in the opening hour of the show. Dave Refson tomorrow. Have him at 4:06 tomorrow. And we might squeeze in Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. But Tony also told us he did not want to interfere with the rant of the day. So I understand that, Tony.
I'm willing to make room for him, though.
The audience.
He's a high quality guest.
We've looked at the ratings. Big spike when you talk.
Uh huh.
So, yeah, huge. And guess who's calling?
Oh, it's got to be ham time. Hey, he hasn't called all week during the show.
He just called now.
I mean, it's usually once a week. He does know that the show's on the air from 3 to 5, right? I mean, he can listen on the web, if he wants.
He actually does.
Okay.
He actually does.
All right. Well, you know, he might be listening on the web, which has about a 30-second delay, so he might be thinking you're in a commercial break. Trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'll call him back.
Thanks.
And the first thing he'll say to me is, "That's right, you're on until 5. First thing he'll say.
Have him download the app on his phone.
Yeah, sure. Oh, a voicemail.
It's almost time to have him on the show again. You haven't had him on in a while. I notice that every time you do have him on are days that I'm off.
Sort of a contractual thing.
I interviewed him once.
That's exactly why since we haven't had maybe Thanksgiving week all month.
That'd be all right.
We'll do that. Do that. What day are you off?
Every day you are.
But you still don't have any time to go to dinner with Buhner and me.
Listen, if I get an invite from Buhner, I'll go. But I haven't heard from Buhner. I don't even know where he is. He might be down at the beach for all I know.
My goodness, Buhner's starting to treat you like me.
I know, and I thought he was my friend too.
Sean Carey still talking to you?
So far, so good.
Drew Kelly?
Some days.
Good. He's in our camp, too.
I got Richie. That's all I need. I got the Chief.
Even he, Even he's starting to talk.
No. The Chiefs got my back all the time. He came up.
Shay, believe what you wish.
He said, I think we were doing a broadcast the one time and said something. And he goes, you know, I spend more time with you between December and March than I do my own wife. We figured it up, and he's right.
Harry Donahue coming up tomorrow, the play-by-play voice of Temple football. Dave refs in BTN tomorrow. And I think we'll definitely get Tony DeFazio tomorrow. Woo! And don't forget the 94KX tomorrow. We'll have Seelands Grove at Jersey Shore for the district championship.
Listen, I think Pat's right on with his analysis of that game. I think it's going to be a very entertaining game. Jersey Shore's defense is really, really good. And I think it's so good that sometimes it kind of overshadows the offense's ability of that team. I do think, though, if Seelands Grove's defense can control the running game, I think both defenses have one task, control the opposing team's offense's running game. If you can do that, I think this game becomes a completely different looking game. Bats is one of those running backs that you cannot let get to the outside. Shikalemi did a pretty good job with that a week ago, but then they started to put him out as a receiver, and it really kind of gave a different look. And I think that's one of the things that Jersey Shore is looking at on film now, going, okay, when he's out there, what are they going to do with him? Because he's that kind of an impact player. So I think this could be a very entertaining game. It's definitely worth a trip to the shore without a beach.
7 o'clock tomorrow night, and you'll hear it on 94KX with Pat O'Brien and Ryan Brandt. Tomorrow, looking forward to it with Dave Revson, Harry Donahue, Tony DeFazio, Kevin, maybe Buhner, maybe not. Definitely with all of you. It's the day Kevin also turns in the car. I love listening to the pain as he talks about it.
Cheering up right now.
It should. It's a Kia Sorento.